Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Confusion reigns in today's podcast about a 3-CD recording of Antonio Vivaldi's opera Il Teatrone, released in 2011 on the Naïve label. The production features conductor Jordi Savall leading Le Concert des Nations and a cast of 7 vocal soloists. In 1718, the governor of Mantua was, somewhat confusingly, Prince Philippe of Hesse-Darmstadt, and his maestro di cappella was the Venetian Dom Antonio Vivaldi. Vivaldi's drama per musica, Il Teatrone, was first performed at the Teatro Arciducale on December 26th of that year, the day after Philippe announced his forthcoming marriage to the Princess of Guastalla. Ever since Marco Polo's journey to China, the Venetians had been fascinated by chinoiserie. The libretto of Teatrone had already been produced 10 times on the operatic stage with music by other composers before Vivaldi set it. Its plot, fast-moving, dramatic, and full of intrigue, involves rival claimants to the throne of a recently deceased Chinese emperor, though the characters have confusingly non-Asian-sounding names. It was typical for Italian operas of this period to give castrati lead roles. And indeed, earlier versions of Teatrone did just that with its title role, that of the prince who was the legitimate heir to the throne. But Vivaldi elected to give that role to a female singer. However, he wrote another part for a castrato, which in this recording is taken by a sopranista, a male singer, not to be confused with a countertenor or a castrato. But to the music itself. Teatrone is quintessential Vivaldi, in which the listener will hear distinct echoes of other works of his. Listen, for example, to the opening of Act 1, Scene 6, reminiscent of Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons. Among the interesting choices made for this performance are the instruments playing the basso continuo line. Here, the violoncello is used as a choral instrument to accompany a recitative sung by our sopranista. Guitars feature quite prominently in this performance, something to which one is perhaps not so accustomed in the opera theater, but perfectly appropriate to Vivaldi. They add rhythm almost approaching a rock and roll backbeat to this aria. Luckily, the end is not at all confusing. Teatrone claims his throne, pardoning those who plotted against him, and the people rejoice in his incomparable virtue. This is the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. For more information about this recording, please visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, browse our archive and visit our online shop, from which any purchase you make will benefit Harmonia. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.